Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. My good friend Teresa V is back with us today, and we are going to be talking about something about the shifts, angelic healing through the shifts. And when I first read that title, I was thinking, shifts? Yes, there's many shifts. It's not just one shift. There's lots of shifts. So Teresa is here with us today. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how moving more fully into living in the moment, which is what we're all trying to do, moment-to-moment paradigms, is affecting us, and how and what we can do about it. We're going to talk about following the inner nudges, even when it feels like our whole world might change, and how sometimes it does, and how to navigate the fear that comes with that. And sometimes that, when everything changes, it's not always a bad thing, you know? How do we know without a doubt the universe is involved in the changes happening to, for, and around us? Yes. What is it that we need to understand to move into compassion in even the most difficult of circumstances? And I know that's a tough one sometimes for a lot of people. And how to trust your way through the feeling that your life has no basis in reality. We talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. It's like, oh my goodness, I have no idea what's going on anymore. I don't even know who I am anymore. Everything is changing. So when it feels like nothing makes sense, and there might not be any touchstones for you to ground into, we're going to talk about that and how to trust. Trust is a big one right now. And the incredible opportunities that are presenting themselves for deep healing and how to take advantage of them, and why we are able to heal much quicker than we used to. Yay, individually and collectively, and how we can best utilize angelic support in our day-to-day life. And everybody, well, a lot of people talk about that, but do we actually, you know, call on that support? Do we actually actively call on that support and implement the nudges that we get? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And so for those of you who don't know Teresa, she was on with us earlier this year, I think March maybe. Mm-hmm. And Teresa is an international speaker, a spiritual teacher, a mentor, facilitator of healing, and an angelic channel. She works with the people who feel that they should have attended Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters, me, before being sent out into the real world. Oh my God, definitely. She helps them to find the strength in their sensitivity and guides them in the use of these superpowers. And Teresa is a visionary, a love warrior, and a fierce stand for peace who has been helping people expedite their healing and ascension for over 15 years. She empowers sensitives to stand in the power of who they really are so that they can live their purpose and feel more alive and fulfilled. So Teresa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm really excited to be here with you again. And it feels like, I mean, it was only like February, but it feels like we've lived about 65 lifetimes since then.
Right? So. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everything is like changing and shifting and moving so fast, right? It's like, I can't even think back to that time to see what was going on and where we are now, because it's completely different. Everything is changing. So I'm so glad we're going to talk about that and how we can utilize, I don't like to use the word use, to be honest, but how we can, you know, utilize the angelic support so that we can, you know, go through the next couple of shifts that are happening with a bit more ease, because it's not stopping. It's going to continue, right? And we do need the support. We can't do it alone, right? And we don't have to do it alone anymore, right?
That's the thing. Yeah.
So, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, we're used to it, some of us, doing it alone, but doing it alone hasn't worked, mm-hmm. or it's worked up to this point, but you know, really it could have been a lot easier. I'm saying that even for myself, you know, I'm one of those. I'm guilty of, I'm gonna do it by myself. I don't have to ask anybody for help. I can you know, I'm strong.
yeah. And I mean, honestly, that's what most of us are to the people around us. We're the strong ones. We're the ones everybody goes to for support. So we're so used to that, that we forget that we need support as well. And when we do look for it, very often there aren't people who can support us in the mm-hmm. exact way we support others. So, mm-hmm. so that's why we forget.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes I wonder, well, who am I going to go to for support? You know, it's like, there's very few people, you know, who could get, you know, what I'm going through, or, you know, can assist me in that way. So it's like, that's when we sometimes find ourselves feeling alone, right? And feeling unsupported, but we're never alone and we're never unsupported. We always have our guides, our higher self, our team of angels, you know, to support us, but we don't call on them enough. And maybe maybe some of us don't know how to call on them.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. And I literally just finished a session with somebody and she was like, oh my gosh, it's like you're in my head and in my space. And I'm like, no, it's not. The angels actually are always in your head and in your space. They're with you all the time. They know your deepest desires and your deepest needs, and you just don't ask them for help. And this was actually a person who does. Mm-hmm. And what the angels have been saying to those of us who are asking for help, as much as you ask for help, ask 10% more than you normally do. And so every day we wake up, they want us to strive to ask 10% more than we did yesterday. And that's really awesome. And what I love about the angels is it doesn't have to be big and ceremonious. Like, we don't have to say this big, long prayer to invoke them or invite them in. They are employed by the divine to actually help us in our incarnation, in creating peace on this planet. Their life purpose is to assist us to do that and to assist this planet to ascend. And so we're actually helping them live their purpose mm-hmm. when we're calling on them. And peace is the thing. Like, they really desire to help each of us live moment to moment in more peace so that we can ripple it out to the world. Mm-hmm. And that's it, really. And so all we have to do is say, hey, angels, I need your help. And that's it, you know. Or if you know the archangel or the angels you want to call on, whether it's your guardian angels or Archangel Michael, we'll go into a little bit of that, you know. You can just say, Archangel Michael, I need you. Or please, Archangel Michael, take over. And that's it. That's all you have to do. And it's like calling your friend to help you move a couch. Hey, can you please help me move a couch? Yes. Okay, great. And then hang up and know that they'll be there instantly.
I love that example because, you know, really one person cannot, you know, physically move a couch by themselves, most likely, right? So you do need help. You do need support. So I love that example. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm taking that, okay?
I get royalties.
Okay. Because that's something that we can all relate to, right? We've all moved, you know, and it's so funny because yesterday my son was just moving yesterday. And so I texted him just a little while ago, say, how did the move go? And he goes, really good, all good. We're all settled in. We just have to do a few little bit of unpacking and get some essentials, but we're good. You know, but he had help, right? Because I asked him, do you have somebody helping you? Yes, Uncle Rick is coming to help. Awesome. Right? So he couldn't do it by himself. He needed more people, right? And that's the thing with life and going through these shifts and going, and not just about the ascension, but just life in general, right? We don't have to do it alone, you know, anymore. We never did have to do it alone. I have to reframe that. We never had to do it alone.
But a lot of us did, right? Yes. So that's where the anymore comes in. We don't have to anymore. And it's not only the angels and our guides and, you know, in groups like this where we're connecting with each other. What I'm finding and what the angels keep showing me is our hearts are reaching out to the people like us. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're longing for like-minded, like-hearted community. And what's happening is energetically, we're connecting to like-minded, like-hearted community. So if I'm sitting here and there's somebody in Poland who's reaching out with the same thought, we're connecting energetically. And so the angels want us to understand that that is in process. Our longing, our prayers, our desires, all the magnetics are in process. Mm-hmm. And it won't be that long before we start meeting in person. And this is where we are in that. So they just want us to hang on and keep reaching out and desiring that community, because all of the energetics are at work. We're connected fully and completely. And they show me this over and over. I'm very science-minded. I like evidence, right? So what they like to do is place people on my calendar when they book sessions. And what I see is people book sessions based on similarities. Mm-hmm. So today, the sessions I had, they all had the bigger picture problem was the same, and they all had three letter first names. And, you know, so we're connecting and we don't even know it. So you're connecting on my calendar without even knowing you're doing it. And this is the hard and fast evidence that I'm seeing that we know each other. We're just not fully present physically with each other yet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, I love that. That's such a, you know, just the energy of that, you know, those are great examples of showing, you know, practical examples of how we are connected, right? because we talk about we're all connected, it's all oneness, you know, in the greater, bigger picture, we're all one, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, how are we, right? And so I've seen that in my own life and in my own groups where I'll have a thought of something and somebody else in the group has had the exact same thought, you know? And sometimes they're thinking it, but I'm saying it because I'm facilitating, but they're thinking it. It's like, yeah, we're, you know, we are so connected. And that's the thing right now too, with everybody, you know, being more connected, coming back to center, being more present, right? Mm-hmm. And especially in the energies of right now, we just had a new moon yesterday, super moon, the Lionsgate portal is next week. The energies are already contributing to us, you know, those energies are already flowing in and contributing to us. And so it's bringing us to a point of, hey, stop, you know, come back to center. What are you doing? Where are you going? What's important for you? What's your priority, right? And being in this moment to moment, you know, breathing and being in this moment to moment, getting a fix or a hold or a sense of what that feels like, you know, we can really then tap into, yeah, you know, what is happening on the other side of the world? We are connected. It's not that far. You know, we you know, our linear mind thinks it's so far away, but it's really not, because, you know, the thing is that we just have to have that thought or that intention and we're there, right? And so when we're living more fully into this moment to moment, being present, it is changing the way that we feel, the way that we think. And, you know, it's also getting us to go beyond our mental mundane thoughts and feelings and emotions and into a higher vibration, no?
Yeah, and the important thing about thoughts and feelings, like you're saying, we're connecting with that person who's having the same thought. But when we do things like chant mantra or say prayers or have a thought, we're actually magnetically connecting to every single person who's ever had that thought, mm-hmm. ever said that mantra, and we're connecting with the energy of it. So even when you read poetry, when you're reading a poem that thousands and thousands and thousands of people have read, you're tapping into that field, which is why it's so important that we watch every single thought that we have at this point in time. Because even if it's a fear-based thought, we're tapping into that field. And how much of the world right now is really having all of their fears, all of their darkness come up for clearing, yeah. right? So we're tapping into that field. So it's really important for us to notice that and say, okay, I'm having this, there's something in me that needs to be cleared. How can I address this? How can I feel my way through it? And then move, use your tools to move out of it and use your guides and your angels and your community to move through it. It's so important right now, more than ever, more than at least that I've ever experienced.
And it's about, you know, recognizing that sometimes when you are having a thought or a feeling or emotion, to question, is it yours? Or is it, you know, are you tapping into somebody else or something else? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Because, you know, and it's not necessarily, you know, you don't always have to do something about it, especially if it's not yours. You know, it's like, okay, cool. This is what's happening out there. Do I really believe this? Does this resonate with me? Is this my truth? Yes or no, right?
True. Yeah, it's a yes or no. But then there's also, if you're tapping into it, there is something in you that is resonating there. Mm. So it's just a call to notice. And that's kind of how we move into the compassion point is okay, what is it that's either being triggered in me? And sometimes that triggering is because that it's part of our life purpose to fix whatever that problem is, right? So I always use the example of child abuse because that's one of the things that like punches me in the gut. So anytime I ever hear there's a child being abused or a story about child mm-hmm. abuse, it hits me in the gut. And it's like, okay, I'm obviously here to help fix that for some reason because it's an issue that I feel really passionate about. Right. But there may be, you know, someone who's being hit with it because they were in a similar situation. So what is it that I haven't cleared yet about this situation? How can I mm-hmm. now work through that deeper layer of what's coming up to show me that it's still present and be cleared? And this is especially important when we're affected by other people, you know, people in the media mm-hmm. and by seeing them, we get upset. Okay. What's in you that person is mirroring back to you? And it's really interesting just when we can sit in that place and say, oh, I could see how if I was out of balance, this could be an issue for me, or it has been in the past. So I love that exploration. And, yeah. you know, sometimes it's not ours, but there's always something that's resonating to yeah. that one yeah. thing.
Yeah, because if we're having that thought, feeling, or emotion, there's something, there's some charge there. Absolutely. Of some sort. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great aha for me too.
Yeah. And it's awesome because it's just an invitation. It's just an invitation to go deeper inside and yeah. okay. This isn't mine. I recognize that this isn't mine. So why am I receiving it? It's like your antenna is up for it for some reason. So why am I receiving it? I'm going to blow it out and I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to know that the wisdom that came with me being with that for a second is going to integrate, and that's it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. And so what about, you know, like right now, a lot of people are also starting, including myself, getting little nudges, you know, little hints of, you know, of different steps to move forward. Right. And how do you trust, you know, those nudges when, you know, sometimes when you follow those nudges, yeah, your whole world turns upside down. And I know that for me it has happened in a good way, mind you. Mm-hmm. And so how do you navigate the fear that comes with that? Because yes, even when I had those nudges and my whole world changed, there was fear associated with it, but I worked through it and I still went forward. It was all good. Right. But there is that fear of change, the fear of the unknown, you know, the fear of, oh my God, am I making a mistake, or the fear of, can I trust this? You know?
Yeah. So there's several parts here. The first is when it's guidance, when it's guidance that comes from our higher self or our angelic team or our guides, it may feel scary. Mm-hmm. It may feel like we have no idea how we're going to do that. And we may feel uncomfortable, but underneath that is this level of feeling good, mm-hmm. knowing that this is exciting, like feeling excited or calm or something. So that's how we know the guidance is actual guidance.
Yeah.
And we're not going to miss it. If we do miss it or ignore it, it will come back if it's true guidance with a capital G, right? If it's something that doesn't feel resonant to us at all, or we're not sure about, we can just let it go.
Yeah.
If it's something that you're being guided to do and it turns your stomach in knots, not your guidance, right? There's always going to be, even with the uncomfortability, there's always going to be, with true guidance, a sense of knowing this is good. Mm-hmm. So that's the first piece. The second piece is that angels have been saying over and over, to have you in upheaval right now, to have you in a space of being in a whirlwind of all this stuff you have to work through, absolutely does the world no good, right? Because right now, each one of us is needed to be as centered as possible, to be as balanced as possible, and to show up in our full light as much as possible. So if they're going to rip the rug out from under us to have us do the next thing, it doesn't serve the whole. So what they're saying is ease and grace is available to us now. And we have to remember to trust in that, because we've experienced, like you're talking about, in the past where it wasn't necessarily ease filled and grace filled. It was like the rug ripped out, you did some flips in the air and you landed and said, okay, now what? You know, this time is all about ease and grace. That's the divine dispensation we've been given. So what they're saying is, don't worry, follow the guidance, follow us. It's one foot in front of the other. Your whole life might change, mm-hmm. but it will change in a manner and in the timing that feels right and true to you. So that's what they're assuring us of right now, so that we can let go of that fear that has come from past experience and having to navigate through that, and know that everything is divine right timing, and we will receive exactly what we need in our journey, mm-hmm. and the timing will be perfect.
Exactly. So there's no rushing. There's no feeling like I'm going to miss out, you know, so there's no lack or scarcity in this. It's like it's going to happen when it's going to happen, and it's going to be the right time for you. I know in the past, sometimes, you know, I was, you know, I knew something was coming and I knew I had to do something, but it just wasn't working. And it's like, oh my God, why is it not working? I know this is supposed to be happening, and I know this is it. And then it happened a year later. And then when it did happen, it was like, it was like magic, you know, it's like, and I realized, like, okay, when I went back and looked back, like, yeah, it was not the right time before, you know, it would have just, it's like, no, now it's like, it's perfect, you know? And so that, and then so then along with that comes trust, right? Trusting the guidance, trusting your angels and guides, trusting source that they do have your back, and trusting yourself that when you get those nudges or those hints or those, you know, those messages, that it is for your highest and best good.
Yeah. And I think for us as the light workers, the thing that's coming as a surprise, right, is that we sort of sat down with the Akashic Records keepers and everything before we incarnated. We like sat with our guides and we were like, okay, this is where we're going to go. I don't think any of us at the soul level fully expected the ascension to happen the way it did in the short timing that it did. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like now we're like, oh man, we're into plan Q instead of plan B. Mm-hmm. And wait, what was that plan again? Like we really never expected to, we thought maybe we'd get to E or F. We didn't expect to get to Q, right? So now this is where we are. And so there's a lot of shifting and changing. We've lived so many lifetimes in one this time. And, and so this is where we're like, okay, what, you know, that's why I feel like that's why so many of us are feeling activated in ways that we didn't expect to feel activated in. There's also a lot of us, you talked about, we don't have to rush. Mm-hmm. There is a sense though, when we truly start awakening to purpose and we truly start resonating with the truth of what's going on around us, there is a fire that gets lit in our gut and we feel like it has to be now. I have to do something now. I have to do something now. And that's been an indication I've seen in myself and in so many others of, all right, we're shedding a lot of our karma so that we can hold more light right now. Mm. So just know if that's what you're feeling, you're shedding a lot of stuff so that you can integrate more light. And that's what that urgency is about. It's about you being activated to the next level of what you're here to do energetically. And a lot of times also physically, mentally, and emotionally. Mm-hmm. So, that's been a really interesting observation when people are like, but it has to be now, you know, we all go through it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has to be now, but with ease, right? And so not with, you know, turning everything upside down, not with wrecking havoc on your life, you know, but it's like with ease, you know, so yes. All right, so 1 second, let me see where I was. And that, you know, and that also comes down to, I think, you know, having that compassion for yourself. So yes, we all have those moments when we're getting these nudges and it's like, okay, you know, this is something brand new is coming through and it's like, oh, I'm so excited. I want to do it. Yes. But not at the expense of yourself, right? Not the expense of your body, your emotions, your time, you know, so in a type of flow, you know, and a balance and flow, right?
Yes. And also to honor that. So what happens to a lot of us is we get these nudges and it's like this extra thing now that comes into our life. But what we do is we take care of everybody else first, make sure that everything's good there. And then we sit down and say, okay, now I've got to do this thing and we have no energy left. So there has to be a way for us to carve out time for ourselves, not only to do the things that we're feeling nudged to do, but mm-hmm. also to take care of ourselves and make sure that we are being nourished in all the ways. And it doesn't have to be all the ways at first. It could just be one or two ways.
Yeah.
But that's really, in my opinion, what the rest of this year is going to be about, is about us really giving ourselves space to be nourished, because we're realizing in the last 2 to 3 months, especially how exhausted we've been, how depleted we've been, how the energy has really taken a toll on us. So it feels like this is our chance to sort of even that out for the next wave.
Mm, awesome. Yes. Yeah. And you know, but, you know, when we're nurturing ourselves, when we're nourishing ourselves, taking time and space for ourselves, that doesn't mean we stop living. It doesn't mean we stop creating. We still continue, but we honor ourselves a little bit more. And sometimes that's what we, you know, I just find that sometimes when we say that, it's like taking a break, but how long is the break going to be for you? You know, for me, like I can take a break for a few days, but, you know, that's about it. You know, then it's like, all right, then the juices start flowing again, you know, but it's not about taking a break for the next 3 months, you know, unless that's what you need, who knows, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Being creative is nourishing. Like, you use the word creativity. That's, like, so nourishing to our souls. That's a part of our energy that very often is blocked. And so being creative automatically starts to nourish us. And, you know, it may just be in the moment where we're like, oh, yeah, intellectually, I know that I should eat a salad, right? Because it's summer, salad is healthy. But my body is saying, no, you want a peanut butter sandwich, right? You got to listen to your body at that point, because your body is telling you what it needs to assimilate the energies, to ground and integrate, whereas your mind is trying to override what your body is telling you. So it can be as simple as making that choice and going back to your desk after you've eaten your sandwich and getting back to work. It's just a matter of listening in at every moment and your system telling you exactly what's needed in order to create the most fluid environment, the most energy in your system.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, that was such a much, that makes it so much clearer than what I was saying, you know, because it is about moment to moment. Again, we're back to that moment to moment, being present and being conscious and aware and following the flow, listening to our body. What does it require? Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So I didn't mention at the beginning of the call that if you have questions, you can type them into the chat or you can raise your hand as well. I just wanted to mention here before Caroline leaves, because she sometimes can't stay for the whole call. She had a session with you a couple months ago. And she said, I highly recommend a session as the time of the session was nearing, she reached into a painful moment of depression where nothing works no matter what and really challenged her. Attempts to help, and you were being strong, kind, and holding energy and giving words of wisdom, which later, she said, after releasing layers of hopelessness of childhood pains, embodied the gift of a session with her and the angel. She was amazing in all manners. Big love, Teresa. So that's from Caroline. Mm. I'm so glad,
she's
Caroline.
Such a beautiful soul.
Yes.
Caroline, you're so beautiful. I see you still here with us.
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, lose that, that comment from Caroline. So thank you, Caroline. So I wanted to go back and talk a little bit more about trust, you know, trusting ourselves, trusting our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and trusting our guides and angels. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do we, you know, trust is a big one. And there are some times when I, you know, the trust is not quite completely there, you know, and I know that. So one of the things I'm working on is trust. But how do you trust, especially when you're going through a really difficult time, challenging time?
Yeah, that's really hard. The thing that I love about the way the angels work with me and the way that I think I've designed my life for some reason is the more ridiculous a situation looks or the more ridiculous the guidance sounds, mm-hmm. That's how I know the universe is involved. That's how I know there's a bigger picture here. So when I step back right now and look at the world, you know, and just see what's going on, I'm like, oh, there is something larger at work here, because things are not making any sense in so many cases. Things are so ridiculous that we have to, in my opinion, trust that all the work we've put in this is the clearing that's coming from it, and there's something beautiful at the other end. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that in my own life, is especially when the guidance is something I would never choose. It's something completely ridiculous, like, okay, you're quitting your job today, like that guidance. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. That when I don't follow that, my life doesn't go according to plan. When I do follow it, everything works out. So it really is about seeing the ridiculous and seeing the things that you might never have chosen for yourself but feel guided to, and then going in and saying, how does this feel in my system? Like, if it feels like my gut is in a knot, maybe that's not actual guidance. Maybe that's fear speaking. Mm-hmm. But then if it feels like, wow, this feels big and I don't know how this is going to happen, but underneath it, you feel truth and you feel stability and you feel excitement, even though you might be scared, then that's how you know this is guidance. And then those are the things that you can trust. Yeah. One of one of the hard things is saying, we do this a lot. We say, okay, I trust you. And then a minute later, we're like grabbing back for that thing we gave our angels to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So for me, one of the easiest things to do was to make a beautiful like box, and just, I open it, I throw the thing in the box, and then I close it. And the angels are like, once it's in there, you can't take it back out. And that's it, you know? And then every once in a while I go through it and clean it out and see, oh my gosh, I forgot that this was even a thing, you know, like I really right. gave that over and it just disappeared.
Right.
So, but when you're going through hard times, it's not trusting into the fact that you're supposed to experience the hard times, right? It's a lot of us go to, oh, this must be karmic. Oh, I deserve this. Oh, this, you know, why I'm doing all the work. It's really saying, what do I have to learn from being here? Mm-hmm. And how can I clear whatever it is that's coming up for me around being here? So then we're already starting. Do you feel how we started to move that energy in an upward direction? We're already starting
yeah.
to go there. And one of the most beautiful things in hard times is really employing our community to help us. So even if there's somebody we trust a little bit with certain things, really sharing with them what we feel called to share. That's the piece that so many of us have been missing. And that's the piece where we get stuck a lot in the hard times is not feeling like we have others who can hold us in it.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's for sure. But I love that, you know, of, you know, giving the, whatever the problem is or issue is to the angels, to our guides, and then taking a step back, you know, and not saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to take care of it. No, just let them handle it. Right.
Exactly.
And I think that really is trust. I've never done that. That's what I'm saying. That would be really hard for me. I don't know if I could do it.
It is really hard, which is why they had me go through the thing of making the box and putting it in the box. And then, because you actually have a moment to stop, if you open the box and go to take it out again, you have a moment to stop and say, what am I doing? So it's actually, you know, we do this all emotionally.
Yeah.
So this actually gives you the physical, okay, you're doing this. Like, if you're going to take it back, you're going to take it back, but you better have a plan, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And you never have a plan.
I'll have to try it. I mean, I will let you know, but I'm going to try it because I am just the thought of it. It's like, oh my God, you know, that's really giving up control, right? Cause I'm a recovering control freak. So that's really giving up that control.
Yeah. And we have, try it with something small. I recommend something small first because that's the way we actually, I talked about being science minded. Mm-hmm. That's the way we build up our trust is we start with the small things and then we can fully trust that, yeah, this really did work. Okay, good. So now maybe I'll try another small thing and then maybe something a little bigger. And then by the time we're ready to get to the really big things, we have all this evidence underneath of smaller things that truly mm-hmm. worked.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's always about building evidence that what I'm doing, what I'm teaching, what I'm living is working.
And I think that's where a lot of people mess up is they put in the big thing, you know, whatever the big thing is, you know, on their plate, and they hand that over to the guides and angels. And if they don't see a change like that, then it's like, oh no, that, you know, it doesn't work. No, they're not there. No, they're not helping. No, there's no support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably because energetically we're like, oh yeah, you take, I need my whole life to change.
Yeah.
I need you to do it. And then like the pieces and parts, they're not really being broken down. And we're like, wait, no, now I'm freaking out. I'm taking the whole thing back. Right. So that's what we do emotionally and energetically. So this is actually really like, okay, I need a new job. So let me put that in there. I need, you know, and also the angels love when we give them parameters, right? Mm-hmm. So rather than just saying, I need a new job, it's like, I need a new job that is paying me this much, right?
Right.
And I need a new job that's, and guess what? If we're saying, I need a new job that's paying me this much, the angels tell us we should add a zero to the end of that because guaranteed we're shortchanging ourselves. So they already have in store something that's much better than anything that we could ever imagine. So it's give them the parameters, which are more often than not how we want to feel. I want a new job where I feel valued, where I feel excited to go to work every day, where I feel mentally and emotionally stimulated, where I feel supported by my team, where I can be creative, where I have flexible hours. Like, that's what you want. Those are the things. How do you want to feel in this? And then let the angels bring you the miracle. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Beautiful. I love it. That's a great practical tool or exercise that we can all start to use and implement in our lives, right? And here we're asking the angels and guides to support us, to help us, and we're letting go. We're letting go. It's like, all right, it's out of my energy field, out of my, you know, thoughts, you know, and I'm physically giving it to you. So there.
And we're giving them like a basic structure.
Yeah.
So and they have the parameters and they're like, oh, okay, this is what she desires. This is what she deserves. And so how can we fit these things together? Mm. And because very often if we just say, I want a new job and I want to be making this amount of money, then we'll get the new job with that amount of money, but we won't have any of the feelings that we wanted to have. And so that's the part for a lot of us. We're such feelers. Yes. How do you want to feel? The angels always want to know how you want to feel. And they can work the miracles around manifesting that, but they need to know how you want to feel and how you need to be supported.
Hmm. Beautiful. So how do you want to feel, right? And what does support look like or feel like to you, right? Because a lot of times, you know, we say we're not supported. We say we want support, but we don't say what that means, you know, what that looks like and how that feels, right?
Yeah, or we do the thing. There's the thing. We all do it. Everyone on this call does it, where someone calls you up and says, how are you today? And you're like, oh, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you just spent 3 hours crying on your bathroom floor because you watched the news. You know, it's like we've all done it.
Yeah.
And so that's really, it's like, okay, how can we be honest with that? And very often people just want to hear that you're fine.
Yeah.
Because we talked a little bit about earlier, you're the one who is always holding it down. So if you say, you know what, I'm having a really crappy day, mm-hmm. people might not know what to do with that, but at least now you're starting to be honest about how you actually are feeling and saying, but I would like to feel better. So are you willing to sit with me and talk a little bit, you know, and that's how we start moving in the direction of.
Absolutely. I'm guilty of that. If somebody were to call me and say, how are you doing? I'm fine. I'm good. And I don't share exactly what's going on, except for some people like Renetta will tune in and says and be like, are you still here on this planet? I'm not sure. I can't feel you. So Caroline has a question. Are you going to come on? No, I don't know if you're going to come on or are you going to type it in, Caroline?
Like a drum roll. I'm excited.
Oh, I think I see her. You want me to unmute you?
She said she's on the phone.
Yeah, I see her. Hello. Oh. I'll try again.
Unmute.
Ah, stop pressing the button. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
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 Okay. I asked, when we ask for help, there's a kind of a dispute going on between my older daughter, my husband, and I. We lent her money. She's not paying it back, blah, blah, blah. So I'm asking for help for me to release trying to control the situation by saying, you know, this is what you promised. This is... I really want to let it go. And so I asked for help and I keep seeing number 333. And number 3 is my daughter's number. Mm-hmm. And so for me, because I know I can't control what's out there, when it keeps coming up, because I feel her stuff, right? I feel her thinking and all that. So when it keeps coming up for me, just keep asking for help or knowing that it'll resolve itself in timing because I asked for help.
Mm-hmm. This is a sticky situation, right? Because when we know we have karmic ties with our family, as well as that we've all agreed to come and have our buttons pushed by each other to learn the lessons we need to learn. So, first of all, I just want to share that when you came on screen, I just want to hug you. You're just such a light. You're just so adorable. So that's Archangel Raphael is with you in this. The angels are showing me, they're giving you the validation of, we are on the case. You've asked for us to be on the case. We're on the case. Trust divine timing. There's several things that feel important here. The first is for you and your husband, right, to communicate clearly your disappointment and the expectation that you have of the agreement being honored, right? So that, and then once that's out of you and it's been put in the ethers and it's been put out there to her, that's it. Then you let it go. But you need to make sure that what you have to express is actually expressed. Because if you try to let it go and that's still inside you, it's just going to eat at you and fester, and eventually it's going to become resentment and all of it. So if you've done that, great. If you've not done it yet, then there's a way to do it with love. Archangel Gabriel can help you find the words. The Archangel Ariel is with your daughter. And what I see Ariel doing is, in her relaxation time, in her downtime, Archangel Ariel is helping her to work on her own stuff around this, her own guilt, her own emotion, her own shame, because there's a lot coming up with her around this about not honoring the agreement, not being able to honor the agreement, and all of it. So it does feel like there's healing here on both parts. It's about you really standing in your communication and then trusting, and they're showing you again, they keep showing you that you can trust. We've got this, we've got you. And know that her angels have her, Ariel is working her through it, and just know that this will be resolved in the best way for all. This is going to be one of those things that if you put it in the box, you look back a couple years from now and you're like, oh, I forgot this was even here. Okay. So it just feels like her timing isn't quite what yours is. She needs to learn a little bit about herself and the healing process before she can honor this agreement. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Trust is the big thing right here. So yeah, today it came to ahead is what we say, right? Mm-hmm. So I did exactly that. I put into words, into a text exactly my feelings, and told her I was just giving her back to her heart, to her light, because she knows me and the healer that I am and that type of work, right? So I said, it's in your hands now, it's in your heart. I love you forever. I just, when I think of you, I'm only going to think of you in light. So thank you for the confirmation. And I don't know if she will read those words, because if she's blocked us or not, but knowing what you just said, thank you.
Yeah, and those words, by the way, this goes for all of us. When we put those words out there, when they're said with love and with true desire for the highest outcome, they will reach her regardless of whether she ever reads them or not. And I actually see her in her dream time. I see her and Archangel Ariel sitting at a table having tea, and Archangel Ariel's like, here, I need you to look at this. So just know that all is in divine order here. And I am just so open to holding the miracle for you, to holding all of the infinite possibilities of how this can work out. And I'm asking everyone here to do the same, to witness our sister in this and the creation of this miracle and this great healing in her family. So
beautiful.
Thank you, my dear.
Mm. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, Laura. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think Melissa has her hand raised. I think I saw somewhere. Melissa?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well.
So I don't know, I don't know how you work, so I'm gonna just put out my question and request, see where we go. I've really been doing so much work trying to talk to the angels every day, asking for a major breakthrough role to come to me and to feel supported and to know that that's coming. So really what I want is an answer as to whether that's coming and whether they're, I know you'll say they're working on it, but I want a sign. I don't want any positive things. I want some kind of sense or answer, or because they don't answer me personally.
Ha, yes, they do. I love your angels are like, we're right here. She just doesn't get it. So it's not that you don't get it. It's that I think that they're communicating with you in a way that you're not understanding. It's like you're speaking two different languages. So what in this case would help you is to say to your angels, I need a sign, and give them some parameters around what you're, so when you get intuitive guidance, do you see, hear, feel, what is your major, do you know?
When I'm talking to my own spirit, it comes in a portal and it comes in sentences that are distinctly from my blueprint.
Got it. Okay, so the angels are showing me it's more about things in your physical space. So you'll either notice like an object over and over, like we've all heard the feathers and the coins, or there'll be something that you go for and it's moved. So no, not yet, but now notice going forward how that might be a way for them to be communicating with you. That's what they're showing me. So it may be a new thing they're going to try with you moving forward. In terms of what you're asking for, what they're showing me is you're really focused on this one thing, right? So you're focused here. And what they're showing me is there's limitless opportunities like over here that feel a little bit different than exactly what you've been asking for. So this is a really good time for you to go into the how do you want to feel, right? How do you want to feel? And then open up the possibilities for the angels to bring it to you in all the ways. So it may be that what you've been asking for is not in your highest and best right now, or at least not in the way it was going to present itself to you. So if you're giving them parameters around how you want to feel, it feels like they can bring the opportunity that most closely aligns with that using your expertise and using your natural abilities and gifts. So those are two.
Is there a timing on it? Is there a timing on it?
They're showing me movement within 1 month. There's movement on this within 1 month that they're showing me. And that depends on your willingness to go into how do you want to feel and give them more parameters. There are also other spirits that are working with you here. Your angels are definitely on board, but there are also There are also beings from other realities that are kind of here supporting you in this as well. And there are Atlanteans here with you also. So it definitely feels like there's energy from the time of Atlantis coming up for you to clear right now. And does that resonate for you?
Sure. Meaning, I'm such an old soul. And I do feel I'm getting help from other beings that are from, you know, through the veil. Like I see through the veil all the time.
Yeah.
And then I see through the back of the veil, and I'm like, what is that? And that's something coming from other galaxies, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
absolutely. Yeah, so you have a really good team. The piece that feels important, the missing link here, feels like this healing from the Atlantean times. It feels like into this incarnation, you've brought some guilt around something that happened in Atlantis, around working or around your job, and how you sacrificed your own integrity and it didn't work out. So they really want you to go into using this time to release that. I release this energy from this Atlantean lifetime, and I know that I will not repeat that pattern. Here, we have learned from that. We are willing to transmute it, like whatever that is for you, whatever those words are. And it feels like that clears the energy path for you really quickly.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Great, thank you, Melissa. Awesome. I'll go ahead and mute you. All right. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. lots of different energies at play, right? And assisting and working with Melissa. So that's awesome.
To see. That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, it's not just the angels, but it's other guides and beings of light as well. So Angela was asking a question. Angela says, is there a specific angel or archangel who guides children who have final examinations? Two of my children are sitting finals in November and their anxiety keeps popping up, tummy aches, etc.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things here. All of the angels are always open to working with children. So your children have their own guardian angels. Archangel Ariel is a fierce protectress of children. So she's number one. And it what they're showing me is Ariel will stand between your children and the energy of the test if you just ask. Archangel Michael also, I feel him with his arms and wings around your children. So you can invoke these angels on their behalf. You can also speak to your children if they're receptive about the angels and have them start to bring in or talk to the angels. They can just talk to them like friends. And then it feels like kids especially can really understand the energy of the angels. Very often they already know it. They've experienced it in their life. And when they bring it back in, they're like, oh, right, I already know you. You know, there's that kind of energy. But Michael is a fierce protector and he's protecting your kids, and Ariel is also, she's standing, like, I see their desks, she's standing in front of them so that the energy of the test and all of the pressures of these tests can't fully get to them. So you can, I would call on those two and their guardian angels as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Great question. Hold on 1 second. So PS, I don't know who PS is, but PS says, I'm waiting to resolve a personal injury claim. I feel I have been guided during the process. Is there a resolution close by? Are angels working with me?
Angels are always working with us, so I can just say yes to that. The angels work more effectively with us if we're inviting them into the process. Like, we talked a little bit, you didn't like the word utilize or use before. So invitation is really the word I like. If we're inviting them to participate in our life, then... I'm just laughing. The angels work through humor with me so much. And Archangel Michael is showing me, he's sitting at a desk with like glasses on and a pen and a laptop. So Michael, if you give this over to him, he will actually, and Michael, I alternate between Michael and Michael based on how he's coming in and what energy, you can give it over to him. It feels like, just call on me. I've got this resolved. So he's working behind the scenes. He's like your lawyer. He's got it resolved. So just really invite him into the process. And if you do that, and if you continue to nurture yourself and take care of yourself in this process, where it doesn't, a lot of times when we're involved in this, the energy of it weighs heavily on us. So it's like, bring your energy this way so that this isn't happening. They want you to do that, and it feels like this can be resolved relatively quickly and with incredible ease and grace in a way that you never saw coming. So yes, absolutely invite your angels in.
Invite, invitation. I like that so much better than use, you know. So awesome. Thank you, PS, for that question. And Licia, that's what I read. She says, I seem to be fixated on getting healed, cleared, and balanced. I buy all kinds of programs, but don't feel energy, so I don't know if any of them, I think, work.
Yeah. This is a thing. This is a real thing. This is a thing that at one point or another, every single one of us has done, right? Mm-hmm. We feel, and this is kind of what we're talking about before, about feeling the urgency, right? This is what happens very often when we either get to this kind of work in a, like, it's new to us, or if we feel like this reboot of urgency. So we start to do all of this stuff and we get to a point then that we're like, oh my gosh, I've been doing so much. We're completely ungrounded. We have no idea what's working, and we've just been doing all of this. Mm-hmm. So what feels important for you is to kind of take a break, right? And you're saying you don't feel energies, but your angels are showing me you're super intuitive, like you're really intuitive. And what's happened is you're sort of hearing what everyone's offering and you're saying, oh, this sounds good. This sounds good. So you're going into these programs from a mental space of, I want to clear. I desire to clear. Mm-hmm. I feel I need to clear. But you're not kind of taking a breath and saying, does this resonate with me? How does this feel in my system? Am I feeling guided to this? So now it feels like you've done all of this first, you know, this first wave of stuff. You bought all these programs. And you're not new to this, by the way. I can feel that. But what they're saying is take a break, take a few breaths, and then now start moving into, if you're going to choose to do another program or whatever, breathe into, does this feel right to me? Does this feel like something that can really help me to make the shifts that I want to make? And it will come mm-hmm. over and over again if it is right for you. You know, you'll try to run away from it and it will show up in your inbox, or it will do whatever it needs to do to get to you. Your angels will keep bringing it back. Your higher self will keep bringing it back. So I see is everything that you've done so far has worked to a degree. And now it's just a matter of how will all of that work settle into your system. So the angels are just saying, hit the pause button until you feel really called to do a new program or something like that. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, thank you. I think so. Licia, let us know how that resonates with you. Yes, thank you. That was me, Alexandra. Oh,
awesome.
No worries. Thank you. Ekaterina had a question around, she says, maybe angels can help me with my depression about animal abuse and about the depression in general. I want joy so much, but my outlook on life is gloomy.
Yes. Oh, I am like so beyond joyful that you're asking this question, because I feel like this is the start of a whole new way of being for you. First of all, depression, and there are different types of depression, and chemical depression can be just that, like biologically inherited chemical depression. Mm-hmm. But what they're showing me for you, depression is also anger turned inwards, right? So depression is when we can't express our anger, we turn it inwards, we try to put a lid on it, and we become depressed. And you're asking, can you help me about my depression, my angels, you're asking your angels, about animal abuse. You're angry about abused animals, right? Mm-hmm. You're not out on the street yelling and screaming about it. So you've turned it inward and now there's depression. So absolutely, this is part of your life purpose on this planet, is to right this wrong and to be a voice for those who don't have one. So now the question is, how can I start to be active and be an activist in the field of animals, abuse to animals, animals having the right to live a beautiful life. So this is your activation to really, really move into this. And how can I, and how does this fit into my life right now? This is really a beautiful time for you to release the helplessness and the anger about this and channel that anger into forward momentum. And so to move from a place of depression up into joy, we have to take small incremental steps. Mm-hmm. So for right now, maybe if you're not already involved in something like PETA, maybe you look into that, or maybe you start writing letters, or like however you feel called to take a small step in the direction of really making a difference and using your voice to do it. You could even go on social media and do posts about it in a way where people can hear you, in a way where people can understand that this is going on, because many people don't even know that this is a real thing. So that just feels, Archangel Ariel is coming in. Archangel Ariel, again, in addition to being the archangel who protects children, she's the archangel who protects animals, mm-hmm. and she's the archangel of protection of the earth. So Ariel is your friend. You're definitely in Ariel's lineage. Call on her. Ask her to support you. Ask her to guide you. This is a really beautiful opening day to your next steps. I'm really excited for you, Katerina.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. So, you know, Katerina, this is your chance to take one small step somehow, doing something to not fix the situation per se, but have your voice, you know, to express how you feel about it and what can you do different now, okay? And there are lots of ways, you know, I think you're in Canada, but I'm not sure. But there are lots of different things you can do, okay? And it's about doing one small thing. That's wonderful. So Heather says, I'm wondering about angels for moving to a new apartment or home. This has been a bit of an issue in my life, moving around and getting into some bad apartment situations, etc. Plus, I believe also tied to some past life patterns, which I have been working on releasing as well. Any guidance on specific angels to call upon for help with regards to finding a new home?
Yes, done. You're done with this pattern. You're just done. This again is going into how do you want to feel in your apartment? How do you want to feel in your new home? That's the most important thing. And the angels will work with you from there. I'm just kind of looking at your comment. The how do I want to feel is the most important thing, because that's the piece that feels like it's been left out of the puzzle. And for you specifically, so your guardian angels are number one in calling on angels. Call on your guardian angels. They've been with you through this whole process. They know. Congratulations also on learning every single thing about living situations that doesn't resonate for you and doesn't work for you, because that actually will help give you the vocabulary for what does. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be aware when you can even make a list of things you need in a new place to live and of things that you will not tolerate in a new place to live. And don't be afraid to make the I will not tolerate this list, because very often that list will help you get more on the I need this list. And for you, it's so interesting, because I do feel Archangel Ariel with you also, and Archangel Gabriel, who is the Archangel of Communication. And it feels like that's also a big thing that you've been learning in this process of apartment and living situations, is how do I communicate what I actually need and what I deserve? And how do I communicate when those needs and that way of living is not met? Mm-hmm. So this is really, I would start with those two. Archangel Michael also is overlighting this whole situation. He's showing me he's standing above you and all of the places you're going to look to live with his wings open. So just know that he's also overlighting this whole situation for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Awesome. So, all right. So I wanted to take a moment and talk about the special offer. And we're also going to I don't know if we have time to do a process or not, you know, since we've been taking all these wonderful questions. Heather said, thank you so much. Katarina says, I speak up, but not enough. PS says, thank you. Wishing you both much joy like you just gave me. Oh, that's so nice. all right. So I'm just going to pull up the special offer so we can talk about that for a few minutes, and then we'll come back to either questions or a process. We'll see what wants to happen. Where am I? What happened? What am I? Okay, 1 second. And I need to just share. I'm going to share the screen. That way it's easier for everybody to see it too. That's right. Yes. Awesome. So this is, and it's August 1st. It's when I was creating the page, it's August. So we have here a package called Get Energized Through the Shifts, because we're talking about, you know, getting angelic support through the shifts, right? So there's one package. It includes a live group angelic support session, a recorded body elemental workshop, as well as a recorded Living with an Open Heart in a World Gone Mad workshop as well. So do you want to talk about these? I'll come back up to the chat.
Sure. I'm just going to try to get out of the screen share.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, no, not, I mean, make it so I can get to my screen as well.
Okay.
All right, I give up. So first of all, let's just go with the angelic support session. These are sessions that I've been doing. They were sessions created just for this time by the archangels, and they told me, you're going to start doing these sessions, and I didn't know what they were going to look like, and they've been incredible. I cannot believe the shifts that are happening in 45 minutes with people. There's complete shifting of DNA, of genetic patterns, there's ancestral healing, there's all sorts of things. So when I was asking the archangels for this particular group, what was the best package we could put together? Mm-hmm. They said they wanted to do this in a group session because this group is already very connected energetically, they were saying, and that we can come together and really heal some old patterns very deeply for ourselves as a group and on behalf of the world, and just ripple that healing out throughout the entire universe. So these are amazing sessions. There'll be channeling, there'll be questions, and then there'll be a total healing experience with the angels. They transmit energy. And like you've seen today, I work primarily with the archangels, but sometimes there are other beings of light or relatives that show up to the party because that's exactly what's needed mm-hmm. for the healing to occur. So this is the first part of the package. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about that. We haven't done this as a group just yet, so this will be a first. And then the body elemental workshop, what they've told me, the angels have told me, and we talked a little bit about this before, for this part of the year, it's going to be very important for us to nurture ourselves. So for me, it's always been like, well, as a sensitive and a highly spiritual person, I come into contact with other people who don't really resonate in the physical body as much as they do in their spiritual body. And this is what I love about this workshop, is that we are going to connect with our body elemental, who is this beautiful being who is incarnated with us to really assist our process here on Earth, and learn how that communication can actually support us in creating infinite vibrant health in our life. Mm-hmm. Working with the body elemental starts changing your health and your energy level immediately. So this recording will teach you how to do that. It will connect you with your personal body elemental, and you'll be able to start working with your body elemental right away and clearing some karma even through working with your body elemental. And the recording tells you exactly how to do that. It's incredible.
I was just going to say, this is the first time that I've heard this term. You know, when I was creating, you know, this package, you know, special offer page and everything, I was looking at that like, body elemental. I've never heard that before. So it's like, this is brand new stuff for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's so super powerful. And this is part of how I healed my own life and my own body. Like, I had a whole bunch of physical stuff going on, mm-hmm. working with my body elemental and starting to really pay attention to what was going on with my body elemental and how that was affecting me was like, it just changed my entire life and my energy level.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
I love brand new stuff. It's like, oh, I've never heard of this before. This is so cool, so interesting, and you know, it's so powerful. So thank you. Yay.
Awesome. And then there's a two audio series, Living with an Open Heart in a World Gone Mad. And this was just recorded really recently. This is it. Like, this is the time we've been training for all those lifetimes, all those workshops, all of the things we've been doing. This is the time. And we're feeling so much in regard to our own lives and the entire world. How do we open our hearts even more when there's so much going on and the world and our lives can just seem so unsafe? How does opening our heart actually change? And we know this, like, we've been doing this work a lot, but this call really goes into what are the different energies of love, which ones are easy for us, which ones are difficult, how can we start to move into the ones that are more difficult in a way that feels safe, how are energy leaks and drains affecting us, how do we find them, how are boundaries supposed to be employed by a highly sensitive person who takes care of everyone else? Like, what are they even? It's like a curse word to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So these are really powerful calls. And there's also, I sent a bonus audio, a bonus worksheet mm-hmm. for these two audios. And this is like a workbook that you can use along with the audios to really start writing some of the stuff down, getting it out of you and seeing what your sticking points are, what your strengths are, and we explore also who are the people in your life, like we talked a little bit about, who are the people in your life you do trust, who are the people you trust in the world that you might not know, but you want to manifest people like them in your life. It's really a tool for manifestation as well as clearing. So this is a really incredible two-class series as well. I really enjoyed putting these together for you.
Awesome. Thank you. And so all of these are available for $97.
And, you know, I'm really excited about, for myself, you know, I'm looking at it, it's like, I'm really excited about the live group angelic support session. The body elemental workshop is like so brand new. And even the living with an open heart in a world gone mad. I love the title of that because it's like, it's so true. We are all trying so hard to live with an open heart. And yeah, sometimes it does feel like the world has gone mad and what we can do about that and how we can clear some of what is coming up for us around that so that we can move forward and manifest, you know, the reality that we would like to live in, right?
Yeah. And, you know, part of what I talk about on those calls is the resistance I had to using that title and how the angels won me over into trust when they told me that was the title.
I love that because it's like, it's so true. It's like, oh my God, it's so relevant, you know, because, you know, I just love it. And I'm really like, you know, like Melissa here just wrote in about the body elemental. She's like, will my body elemental help me? She says, I've been in extreme exhaustion and can barely keep my eyes open. Will my body elemental help me? I would rather sit and send out blessings to the world than pay attention to my body. But we can do both.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this workshop is about. Exactly that. So many of us have been in complete exhaustion. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. I kind of want to normalize a little bit what you're experiencing because I've been hearing it over and over and over. So over the last 3 months especially, people are taking turns moving into this place of exhaustion. So I want you to feel a little bit more normal about that. But in terms of, yes, absolutely, working with your body elemental, and it will show you the reasons why you're feeling exhausted. It will show you how by not paying attention to your body elemental, you're actually inviting in more energy that drains you as opposed to creating boundaries and energetic implications for the rest of the world. It's sort of like the body elemental really helps you to see how the world is affecting you and when you're not paying attention, especially. So that's, it's just amazing. So yes, this can definitely help you. And your body elemental is, I'm feeling your body elemental as you're talking about it. And your body elemental is like, oh, we're finally going to get to know each other. So I love it.
I just love it. And, you know, and that's what, like, I'm thinking to myself too. It's like, okay, I haven't been exhausted per se, or maybe I was, but all these different aches and pains. So I started, you know, wearing copper and I got a copper, you know, water bottle, you know, like I need some help, you know. So it's like, all right, let's do something different than what we've been doing in the past, you know, and it's helping. It's made a difference. So Melissa was also saying she would love an angel message healing from a broken ankle on the right side, now left side hip, knee, ankle, saying, so I don't even know which side I'm on anymore. I've been doing deep work while I've been down, getting restless to get up and walk again. My house is causing me overwhelm. Is it in my best to keep investing time and energy here? That's a lot of questions there, Melissa. I have been in extreme exhaustion and can barely keep my eyes open. Yeah, lots of questions. And yeah, I'm glad you're looking at, you know, the house too, but let's see what Teresa has got for you.
Well, okay. So, good. Okay. Yeah. Melissa, definitely. She's saying it's been extreme since Sunday. Whenever stuff is going on with our knees, our ankles, our legs, there's always an element to moving forward. Right. There's always some sort of emotional component that has to do with fear of moving forward. And that doesn't mean, you know, that if you have a car accident, it's your fear of moving forward that did that. But what it means is it makes you susceptible to injury in that part of your body because there's already an emotional component kind of hanging out there. So, they're talking about... This is interesting because it's both. They're talking about for you, the body becoming more balanced. It's like your masculine and feminine energy. You've always been moving from one into the other. It's like you go, when you need to get stuff done, you move into the more masculine energy in your body and you get stuff done. And then when you need to like be nurturing and loving, it's like you forget the masculine is there. You move all the way into your feminine and then it's like you're not coexisting. It's like one to the other. So what your body is asking you to do is to start to see where those two meet. and to start to live from the place more doesn't mean you have to be perfect at this. It just means you have to be willing to start to live from the place more where those two energies are meeting. So it's not so much of this into this, into this, into this, but it's more about maybe you're doing this. Mm-hmm. And then eventually maybe you're just doing this, right? So that's what your body is asking you for in terms of the emotional component to your injury. And sitting us down is a good way of the universe telling us we've been doing too much. So this is really an obvious thing for you. You've been doing too much. And it's driving you nuts now to not be able to do too much. So how can you employ help here? Your house is overwhelming. Is there someone you can ask to help you clean up or do some of the things you need to get done? Can you start to invite other people in to assist you, even if you have to pay someone a small amount to come help you clean or whatever? Giving your body the time to heal here will save you time in the long run, because you've actually done it. You've nurtured your body. You can send love out from being, but the body elemental, even if you just sit there and invite your body elementals to start communicating with you, you will start moving your healing in a direction that is more complete. It won't just be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritually. It will be all of those at the same time, and also healing yourself in relation to the world. So I hope that makes sense. And it feels like a really beautiful time for integration for you as well as healing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa, for that question. Cause it's, you know, a lot of people have been experiencing a lot of exhaustion, you know, a lot of aches and pains, you know, all sorts of different things the past couple of months for sure. And, you know, the past weekend too, there was a lot of energy stuff happening. I was in so much pain myself. I was like, oh my God, you know, it was like, it was intense. So just know that, you know, is normal too.
Yeah. I also just want to address, there's something that came to me privately, but I want to address this for the whole group because it's really important. It's about working with healers and working with teachers. Mm-hmm. So when working with a healer or a teacher stops feeling empowering to you, when it starts to feel wrong, mm-hmm. it's time to move on. That's your intuition speaking really, really clearly. And a lot of times what we do is we talk ourselves out of it, because first of all, we're like, oh, rather than hurt this person's feelings or call them on their stuff, I must be throwing up resistance here, right? No, you're throwing up resistance to your own intuition. If it stops feeling right, please walk away. Please listen to your intuition. There is nothing more powerful than your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. And, you know, if you go back to that person later, that's fine. But in the moment when you're feeling like, yeah, this something is not jiving, just walk away. It's okay.
Yep.
So Destiny says, wow, Tracy just hit on my issue. a lot of times I have had that and I didn't listen. And then I finally did, but you know, it's like so many times I didn't listen and it's like, no, it must be, you know, it's my fault. I have stuff coming up and I'm taking it the wrong way or I'm blah, 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 blah. Right?
Yeah. It's much less painful to listen to your intuition than to ignore it and then have to go through all of the stuff that happens after you ignore it. Because the breakup is going to happen anyway. Do you want it to happen with ease and grace, or do you want it to happen with messy, snotty tears? You know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And she said a healing and not feeling right about this healer I've been working with. He started talking crazy and more chaos than before I received his help. Yeah. Is he really helping, you know, or is it something else? Mm-hmm. Follow your knowing, follow your intuitive knowing in your gut. Okay.
Bless the person, walk away. That's it.
Yeah. Send blessings and say, you know what? I'm going to do something else for a while. Maybe nothing. Maybe do nothing, but just walk away. Mm-hmm. Renetta is asking, the thing that stopped me is it fear? I want to be able to take the next step, but is it fear that's stopping me? I'm not going to comment at all, Renetta.
That sounds like a yes. That sounds like a yes. Very often, fear is what's stopping us. And that's a thing. That's a human condition. And what I have to say about fear is never a good reason to do or not do anything. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting really honest with yourself, which I feel like is where we all are at this moment, is we're really good at being honest about what we, about spirituality, but very often we're not good at being honest with ourselves when it involves kind of setting boundaries or parameters with other people. So, getting really honest with yourself about, is there fear coming up here? Then that will help you to see more of that. But fear is not a good reason to do or not do anything. So I'm not feeling great, big, huge fear in your system, but what I'm feeling is a little bit of what we've talked about before, about how is my life going to change if I take these steps? And know that your life is going to change with ease and grace. That's how your life is going to change. And take the steps anyway.
Mm-hmm. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Baby steps. And, you know, yeah, okay. We can talk more about that. But, you know, and sometimes fear is just because it's the unknown, you know, because we're looking for guarantees. We're looking for the actual path step by step, which there's no such thing, because the path comes opens up as you take each step.
Yes. And we spoke a little bit about moving into a moment to moment paradigm. And so very often what we're being called to build at this time is in response to what the world needs at every single step. So the angels, your guides, your own intuition can't show you what will happen 10 steps from now, because where the world is now and where the world is when you get there might be two very different places. So we have to be open to taking those steps and knowing that evolution will happen with each and every one, for the whole and for us personally.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It depends on what choices we make, right? And how we, yeah. Yes. I love her questions. It's like, take action a little bit. All right. And so no real question coming through now. There's just a conversation a little bit about healers and stuff like that. Does spinal stem cell healing work? I'm not sure what the question is exactly, but all right. So do we have time for a process or no? I don't even know.
I can't even see the time anymore. But just feeling into what the angels want to share.
Exactly. Feeling.
Yeah. So the first thing that the angels that I work with are all about practical tools, and they're all about giving us things that easily integrate into our life to be practical. So the first thing that they want to draw us back to is actually something ancient and something new. Because we're talking about moving into a place where we have to really be nurturing ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what part of what happened this week is there has been so much energy, so much going on. The world feels very fast. And it feels like there's energy coming at us from everywhere. And that's not anything new. But this week, for some reason, it felt ramped up. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, yesterday, I got on the New York City subway and I said, oh my gosh, my nervous system, like there's no place for me to go. I'm on 10. Like, I need your help. And the angels said right there on the subway, this is what you're going to do. So they want me to bring that here. So it's a very simple breath and mantra from the yoga tradition. Mm-hmm. And this is how we're going to start this process. So all you need to do is really listen to the sound of your breath. And with the inhalation through the nose, the inhalation sounds like so. So if you just listen to the sound of your breath, that's the sound, so. And then the exhalation through the nose sounds like hum. So hum is the mantra, and all that mantra is the sound of the breath. And the breath is the only tool that we are given when we come into this incarnation. It is with us in every moment. It's something we can count on all the time. So yesterday, taking one of these breaths completely changed my entire energy. So we're going to start there, and then the angels will move us where we need to be. Inhaling, so exhaling, hum. Archangel Raphael is showering down beautiful green healing light. Keep breathing, so hum. Like raindrops, this light onto our crowns of our heads, all over our body. With each inhalation, breathe this light into your body. With each exhalation, release anything that is ready to be healed by the presence of this beautiful green healing light. Breathing this light all the way down into each and every one of our cells, all the way down from the crown into the toes. Noticing if there's any place that the light can access. As Archangel Ariel stands behind us, placing her hands on our heart. Holding our hearts in love and grace. Releasing any scarring, energizing and empowering our ability to show up as the warriors of love that we truly are. As Archangel Michael overlights all of this work, and Lady Isis is also present with us. If you do notice any places in your body that this light can't access, the invitation is to spend some time there and really breathe into those spaces. Breathing the light in, releasing any energy that is ready to go. Good. So the archangels are saying that this is available to you at any time. All you have to do is imagine, sense, see, and feel this energy raining down on you, feeling Ariel holding and supporting your heart. And knowing Michael is there as protection and guidance. So the invitation is to just keep breathing in this light as you draw your awareness back to the call, knowing this work can go on as long as it needs to, setting the intention to allow. And then there are some people who feel very physical, like you like to move on this call. So the invitation also is that after you finish this process, to just stand up where you are or go outside and shake yourself like a dog getting out of the pool. And just let all of that other energy just fly away from you. And that's a really fun and really tactile way for us to release and just get energy flowing back in our body.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. I love it. I love the Soham mantra. So it's one of my favorites. I was like, oh, yay.
Yeah, I love it.
Yay. Mm. Awesome. My dog just got out of the pool and shook. That's all.
I love it.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, we're talking about it and the dog's actually doing it. You know, so.
Animals are always really keen on the angelic energy. You know, I had a call this morning with somebody who had like four dogs going crazy, and it was awesome because they know that they deserve it. They don't have to wonder. We as humans have all this stuff about all of it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still...
integrating.
Yeah. Just beautiful. I love it. Thank you. So wow. Mm.
Beautiful.
My husband just took the dog out because Neo was talking here and it's like, Neo, no, we're not done yet.
Get out. Good. So now the invitation just also before you know, if we hang up and just feel yourself, ground yourself, make sure that your feet are on the floor, because we're all like all up in the angels right now. Just really bring your feet to the floor before you try to stand up from where you are, anything, even if you're at work.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go to the, when I go for a walk later with Neil, I think I'm going to go to the St. Michael's Church, you know, just, nice. just from the outside, because it's, you know, it'll be like 1 o'clock or something, but it's like, yeah, Michael's always calling me there. It's like, I just love it. So yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful.
I love Archangel Michael. He's always there, always present, always helping, always supportive. Beautiful. All right. So thank you. That was beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful questions, you guys. I just love it. You know, so many wonderful questions, and we talked about so many different things. I don't even know if we covered everything we were going to, but we covered so much, which I knew we were going to cover so much. And it's like, again, it comes down to, you know, us inviting the angels in. I'm going to be using that word all the time too, because I don't like use inviting the angels in, you know, to work with us, to help us, to assist us, to support us. And I love that practical example, or the practical exercise tool of putting our requests, you know, in the box. And once we've said, here, angels, take this, you know, do this, please help me, you know, and then putting it in and then closing the box and walking away. For me, I think I would have to like walk away.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
Walk away, you know, and then, you know, but actually being clear, setting the parameters, like you said, of exactly what it is you want, you know, not just, oh, I want a better job. What does that feel like for you? You know, and this is all about, what do you want it to feel like? And what do you want your life to feel like, right?
Absolutely. How do you want to feel is the important question. And that's the one for so many years and so many lifetimes we've just ignored. So,
Exactly. So how do you want to feel? And again, take a look at the special offer, which is available at alara.at/show/Teresa8. I'm really excited about that too. The angelic support session, the live group call, the body elemental workshop, which I didn't even know there was a body elemental. You know, before I didn't even know.
Surprises.
I know. I'm like, that's a brand new thing. I love it. You know, and so that'll help us to actually connect more with our body, find out what's going on, have that communication, and, you know, have more ease, right? As well as the workshop of the living with an open heart in a world gone mad. I just love that, which is also an exercise in manifestation. So if you want to manifest the life that you desire, take a look at that and work with that. There's a PDF also included, which will help you to work with that, to create that life, to manifest that life that you want. So, and the angels, again, ask them to support you, ask them to help you. Invite them into your daily life, into, you know, start with small things and move up. You know, don't just pick the biggest thing first and say, please help me with this. You know, start with small and build up until you can, you know, for yourself too, that yes, you can trust them. Yes, they're always there, because they always are. And they always are supporting. They always are assisting and helping. we just forget to ask. I know I forget to ask. You know, especially like, what do you mean little things? I don't even know what little thing can I ask. I don't even know. It's gonna be a game. You know, it's like,
yeah, what? That's what it is. That's how I started. I started making it a game, and they actually really like to play because mm-hmm. they just enjoy. So, you know, they would move things on me or leave things, and that's how the game started, you know. Yeah. And look at where it is now. So this is, you know, exactly. It's a lot of fun.
Exactly. So how can you play with the angels to create a life that is more fulfilling, more exciting even, and more of what you'd like to, you know, have and feel and experience, right? Make it a game, because life really is a game, and it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. We can do it with ease. We can have grace, and, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. We don't have to do it alone. We do not have to do it alone anymore.
No more.
No more. No. No. That pattern is gone now, you know?
We're done. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Thank you. And thank you all of the angel team who is here supporting and helping us, right? So thank you. Wonderful, thank you. Wonderful conversation, wonderful process. I love that. You know, it's like, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be calling on that energy from Archangel Raphael just to seep in a little bit more, you know, just a little bit more. And so thank you. And thank you everyone for all your questions, comments, and feedback. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Bye.